RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo orders Basuki Cahaya Purnama's religious blasphemy allegation case exposed to public. Defense Minister Yarmiza Triakudu said the defense industry in Indonesia is more advanced. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastika is optimistic General Assembly of Interpol 2016 will have a positive impact for Bali. Now the news in detail. Indonesia Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said that President Joko Widodo has ordered the results of investigations into the alleged case of blasphemy against Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahaya Purnama be exposed to the public. The President has ordered to the Indonesian Police Chief that the investigation has to be quick and transparent. At an impromptu press conference, he explained that by putting all the facts concerning the case in public and exposing them on live television, it is hoped that people will know that the investigation was being conducted in a transparent manner. Tito disclosed that the police would formally summon Basuki Cahaya Purnama on Monday for questioning. He informed that the police had already interviewed 22 people until Saturday, including 3 witnesses who had lodged the complaints. He also pointed out that Basuki Cahaya Purnama had approached the police on his own initiative to provide clarification. Defense Minister Yarmiza Triakudu said that the defense industry is more advanced. This can be seen from the increasing number and the variety of participants in the Indo-Defense 2016. The defense minister in the arena of Indo-Defense 2016 in Jakarta on Saturday, along with several officials of the Ministry of Defense, of Defense Affairs, watched a live demo of tactical vehicles made in Russia and made in Indonesia. The minister explained that tactical vehicles made by PT Pindad, such as Rhino, Python, and Anoa amphibious tanks that participated in a live demo have already been ordered by the Indonesian military. As reported by Antara News Agency, Indo-Defense Expo and Forum 2016, which lasted from November 2nd to 5th, was attended by 844 companies from 45 countries that are exhibiting their defense industry products. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastika is optimistic that the 85th General Assembly of Interpol to be held from November 7 until 10 in Nusa Dua Badung Regency Bali will become a positive influence on the tourism sector on the island. Made Mangkupastika at a dinner party with the delegates of the General Assembly of Interpol in Jaya Sabha Building Denpasar on Saturday night said that the delegates who will attend the Interpol's 85th General Assembly reached 2,000 from 190 countries. According to him, this activity will give good impression about Bali so that in the future more international activities will be held in the island. He expected that the participants can also take the time to enjoy the beauty of Bali Island. Meanwhile, President of Interpol, Mireille Balestrazi, expressed his gratitude for the very warm welcome from the governor of Bali and also the committee, the Indonesian National Police. He said that the topics that will be discussed in the session are related to counter-terrorism efforts as well as transnational crimes such those involving drugs, cybercrime, and transnational illegal fishing. Minister of Social Affairs Hovifah Indar Parawansa said that vulnerable groups need to be given access and assistance in mechanism so that they can be independent. Minister Hovifah explained at the Olympic Genius in the Ministry of Social Training Center in Jakarta on Saturday that one of the vulnerable groups are orphans of poor families that desperately need protection and be given space to keep them independent. Currently, according to the minister, various countries are competing to prepare the human resources that excels in four areas, namely science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. She pointed out that improving the quality of human resources have to be done in order to produce human resources who are able to take part in the global competition. Last item. Indonesian Consulate General to Sarawak, Malaysia, Jahar Gultom, has said that the trade volume between Indonesia and Sarawak showed a tendency to increase every year. Indonesian products export volume to Sarawak in 2014 increased by 38.7%. In 2015, total trade also increased significantly. Jahar Gultom in Kuching, Malaysia on Saturday hoped that in the future, the Consulate General could further strengthen the relations between Sarawak and Indonesia, creating a relationship to the broader business and establishing networking cooperation between businesses of both regions, and the Indonesian products in Sarawak can be well known. To end the news, here are the main points once again. President Joko Widodo orders Basuki Cahaya Purnama's religious blasphemy allegation case exposed to the public. Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakudu said the Indonesian defense industry is more advanced now. Bali Governor Made Prastika is optimistic that General Assembly of Interpol 2016 in Bali will have positive impact on Bali tourism. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hello there, welcome back to News from Indonesia, a weekly segment of RRI Voice of Indonesia which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news comes from Kebumen Central Java. Government of Kebumen Central Java launched free public transport for students and the poor with a trial program scheduled for 2 months until the end of 2016. Kebumen Region Muhammad Fuad Yahya last Wednesday marked the launching by beating a gong and symbolically handed over tickets to representatives of students and the poor, as well as putting a sticker which read, "Serving free shuttles on the bus." Regent Yahya explained the free transport service program for students and the poor are expected to reduce poverty because they do not need to pay for transportation. He said that currently there is no longer any excuse for students from poor families not to attend school because they do not have money for public transport fare. He expects the distribution of free public transport ticket to be right on the target so that the program can be enjoyed by people who are supposed to receive it. Kebumen District Government still needs input from the public to improve the implementation of the program. The trial free public transport for students and the needy is held from November the 3rd until December the 1st in 3 districts, namely Karanggayam, Sempor, and Rowokle. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. East Java Deputy Governor Saifullah Yusuf closed the international exhibition titled The Big Bad Wolf Book Sale, which provides 2 million copies of books in Surabaya on Monday night, October the 31st. The exhibition took place from October the 20th to 31st and was open for 278 hours nonstop by providing books more than 50,000 titles from a number of renowned publishers. Saifullah Yusuf said the convening of the book fair was part of the development of literacy and to improve human resources to become more qualified. Books, as a source of knowledge, she said, would make people become more intelligent with science and technologies that can be learned. East Java provincial government plans to ask the organizer to hold a similar exhibition in the framework of the 72nd anniversary of the province. The last news comes from Purwakarta, West Java. Purwakarta Region Dedi Mulyadi on Wednesday destroyed 50 shisha confiscated by civil service police forces in some cafes in Purwakarta. The destruction was part of the decree of Purwakarta Region No. 69, year 2015, concerning the prohibition of smoking for students in Purwakarta. One of the points in these rules is the prohibition of sucking shisha. Result of laboratory tests of Purwakarta Health Department said shisha is more dangerous than conventional cigarette. Therefore, Purwakarta Regency prohibit shisha for students. That was news from Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Welcome back to Today in History, a daily segment of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, which brings back people and events from this day in the past as recorded in history. We start from an event on November 6, 1908. Cut Nyadin passes away in Sumedang, West Java. Cut Nyadin is a national hero, the women of steel from Ground Fire Maker, independence figures who take part before the period of national awakening. Cut Nyadin Lampadang, born in the province of Aceh in 1850 and died in exile in West Java, Sumedang, 6 November 1908. Cut Nyadin married at the age of 12 years with Teku Cik Lemnga Ibrahim. But in a battle in Getarum in June 1878, her husband Teku Ibrahim died. Then Cut Nyadin vowed will only accept the proposal from the man who is willing to help the avenge the death of Tengku Ibrahim. Since married with Tengku Umar, determination struggle of Cut Nyadin greater. She struggled with her husband since 1893 to March 1896 in its struggle to pretend Tengku Umar in cooperation with the Netherlands as a tactic to obtain weapons and other war supplies. Dated on February 11, 1899, Teku Umar killed in fierce fighting in Malabo. Netherlands became suspicious that Cut Nyadin, exiled in Sumedang in West Java, on December 11, 1905. On November 6, 1903, Duong Van Minh takes over South Vietnam government after Prime Minister Ngo Dinh Diem killed. Duong Van Minh, more famous widely as Big Minh. The name of Big Minh was brought on him because he has 1.83 meter height and 91 kilogram weight. Duong Van Minh led the South Vietnam soldiers under Prime Minister Ngo Dinh Diem. In 1963, he became the leader of South Vietnam after Prime Minister Ngo Dinh Diem was killed in a coup d'etat. The Duong leadership only lasted for 2 months, however, in a short time, he returned to lead South Vietnam before handed the nation to the communist power. And we conclude today's segment of Today in History. On November 6, 1964,
Hans von Euter-Chalpin, German-born chemist, passes away. Hans Carl Olga Simon von Euler-Chalpin was a Swedish biochemist who was born in Germany. He won a Nobel Prize in chemistry in 1929 with Arthur Hardin for their research about sugar fermentation and fermentation enzyme. He was a general and organic chemistry professor at the University of Stockholm and director of Institution for Organic Chemistry Research at the university. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of this week. This edition is entitled, Indonesia Invites Global Manufacturing for Defense Industry. To support the defense system and be able to meet the country's defense equipment need, Indonesia must cooperate with global manufacturing companies. Thus, the defense industry is able to get the technology. Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakudur revealed it when opening an international seminar on achieving resilience and the comprehensive maritime security through technology innovation and partnership in the sidelines of the Info Defense Exhibition in 2016 in Jakarta Thursday. Minister Ria Mirza disclosed at least there are three goals to be achieved by Indonesian defense industry, namely to realize the strategic support of the defense industry, to meet the needs of defense and security apparatuses, and the mastery of technology and human resources in the defense industry. He also explained that currently there are 7 priority programs of the national defense industry, such as fighter jets, submarines, combat tank, medium combat tank, propellant, national rockets, missile, and national radar. To that end, Ria Mirza Triakudu said cooperation and communication are very important in the development of the defense industry. Meanwhile, Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno, who was a speaker in the seminar, in her capacity as the Deputy Chairman of the Committee on Defense Industry Policy, said the right strategy is to make the defense industry as part of a global supply chain. It certainly requires a unity of action between state-owned enterprises, the committee, and private sector. Therefore, the primary integrator for each type of industry has been set. This integrator is then to negotiate with producer and major manufacturers. Three directors of the defense industry, namely President Director of PT PAL, M. Firmansyah Arifin, President Director of PT Pindad, Abraham Mosedan, and PT Dirgantara Indonesia President Director Budi Santoso in the seminar agreed that the core of the development of the defense industry is cooperation. Abraham Mose said, PT Pindad has started cooperation with FNSS Turkey to make a medium battle tank after successfully making APCs. PT Pindad also launched its newest product, Sancha, an anti-mine armored vehicle, in collaboration with Thales. While the President Director of PT Dirgantara Indonesia, Budi Santoso, said PT Dirgantara Indonesia has become part of the manufacturing of Super Puma helicopter EC-725 by producing the fuselage of its global product. Currently, PT Dirgantara Indonesia has the Korea Aerospace Industries as a strategic partner to build fighter aircraft and Airbus to build a variety of aircraft. PT Dirgantara Indonesia's strategy, Budi said, is to enter the global supply chain of major producers. M. Firmansyah Arifin from PT PAL said that as the main integrator, PT PAL focuses on submarine technology transfer. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week over Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now for us to bring you news in brief. Indonesia Police Chief General Tito Karnavian said that President Joko Widodo has ordered the results of investigations into the alleged case of blasphemy against Jakarta Governor Basuki Cahayapurnama be exposed to the public. Defense Minister Ria Mirza Triakudus said that the defense industry in Indonesia is more advanced now. Bali Governor Made Mangkupastika is optimistic that the 85th General Assembly of Interpol to be held from November the 7th to 10th in Nusa Dua, Bali, will become a positive influence on the Balinese tourism sector. Minister of Social Affairs Hovifah Indar Parawansa said that vulnerable groups need to be given access and assistance in mechanism so that they can be independent. Indonesian Consulate General to Sarawak, Malaysia, Jahar Gultom said the trade volume between Indonesia and Sarawak showed a tendency to increase every year. That was the end of the news. In brief, I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a special program introducing Indonesian tourism, including art and culture, places of interest, and also culinary. Today's edition will be introducing Watu Parunu Beach, Sumba. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Sumba Island is an island in East Nusa Tenggara province. Administratively, the island is made up of Southwestern Sumba, Central Sumba, and East Sumba districts. The largest city is Waingapu, the capital of East Sumba. In Waingapu, there are airports and seaports connecting the island of Sumba with other islands in Indonesia, such as Sumbawa, Flores, and Timor Islands. Watu Parunu Beach is located approximately 130 kilometers from the city of Waingapu, precisely in the district of Wulawajelu, East Sumba, East Nusa Tenggara. It's a little bit far, but you need not worry because the access to tourist attraction is not difficult. From the town of Waingapu, it takes approximately 3 hours. Although most of the way was paved, there are also some bad parts, so it is advisable to use a vehicle that is a bit high and not a sedan. After traveling for more than 3 hours, you will be instantly greeted by wide stretch of coast, very long coastline. This beach has included the south coast, which is directly connected to the Indonesian Ocean, so the waves are pretty big. But the beach is gentle, so it is safe to swim out to the sea. Watu Parunu is famous for its extraordinary beauty, with high cliffs, which from a distance looks like a rock carved by the sea. The name Watu Parunu derived from Sumbanese, which means batu selam or diving stone. No one knows with certainty the origin of the name. According to the story, it was because the beach is very unique and the stone looks like a gate or archway due to the collision of the cliff and the sea. forming a tunnel or the gate. But what is interesting, the gate that never changed or damaged over the years by the fierce wave. Watuparunu Beach is so typical. At the end of the beach, there is a towering rock with streaks of unique rocks that seem carved by the sea. This hill section is made of stones with holes. In the vicinity of this beach, you can also camp. Because around the coast, there are no stalls selling food and drinks, then you are suggested to bring sufficient supplies. Cooking food and enjoying coffee at night looking at the sky full of stars will inevitably lead to a distinct impression. Memories that is not easy to forget. Also, from up the hill in this Parunu Watu Beach, you will get a superb view of gorgeous sunrise. Therefore, it is recommended that you stay at the beach so you can see the beautiful sight. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, featuring Watu Parunu Beach in Sumba. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome back to Miscellany. Today's edition will talk about the festival Ngopi 10 Ewu or 10,000 Coffee Drinking Festival. Stay tuned. As an indigenous community people of Using in the traditional village of Kemiran, Banyuwangi, East Java, have traditional culture and tradition which are still maintained until now. One of them is the tradition of drinking coffee together. Using coffee is a special coffee known to have a delicious flavor. The coffee drinking habit is supported by the position of Kemiran village which is surrounded by coffee plantations. To preserve this tradition, the 10,000 Coffee Drinking Festival was held on 5th November 2016, presenting 10,000 cups of coffee to Kemiran village visitor. Acting Head of Culture and Tourism Banyuwangi, M.E. Bramuda, said that the festival was themed Sakcorot Dadi Saduluran, which means that one brew makes all like family. This is a term commonly used by the Using Kemiran village in their coffee drinking tradition. Thousands of cups of coffee were jointly served by every home along with the main road of Kemiran village, which extends to 1.5 kilometers long. Coffee aroma coming from the 10,000 cups created a warm atmosphere in the village located at the foot of Mount Ijen. Visitors were not only invited to enjoy the coffee, but also given the opportunity to follow the treatment process or just brew the coffee. Bramuda said the coffee habits of Kemiran villagers inspired the local government to hold a regular festival which commenced 4 years ago. Drinking coffee is a means to strengthen the relationship of Using in the community well known for their hospitality and eloquence. Bramuda added that the festival was meant to promote Banyuwangi's kavi as well as to introduce the tradition of drinking kavi in the Using community of Kemiren village. Some areas around the foot of Mount Ijen are known as kavi-producing regions. A few months ago was a kavi-picking festival was also held in Gombeng Sari village, Kalipuro, Banyuwangi. The festival was packaged nicely, held at night so that the porch of each villager's house became an instant living room. Chairs and kavi tables were brought out of the house and the kavi was served with typical Banyuwangi snacks, like lemben, boiled banana, serabi, lanun, lapis, rengginang, various chips, and glutinous rice. Kavi at the festival were served in cups with the same shapes and motifs. Bramuda said that everyone could sit in anyone's courtyard and taste the kavi. In this festival, visitors can also see the exhibition of various kavi products from Banyuwangi, including kavi from Lerek Gombeng Sari, Jarang Goyang Kavi, and Utek Banjar Kavi. In addition, there were also a variety of activities held such as cupping session or the art sniffing, sipping, and gulping kavi. That was Miscellany Today featuring Festival Ngopi 10 Ewu. Thank you for listening and goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dr. Avinash Shekhot, PhD, in United Arab Emirates. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency 9525 kHz on 17 September 2016 from 17:00 until 17:30 UTC. Hello, Dr. Avinash Shekhot. How are you? Thank you for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. We are really glad because you don't not only monitor English program, but also other languages such as Spanish and German. We are really sorry for not being able to send your request because we have sent you our KSL card several times. Haven't you received our KSL card yet? Please tell us if you haven't received our KSL card yet and please give your recent address. Thank you. Well, Dr. Avinash Shekhot, PhD, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Listener, wherever you are, now we will play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy the song.
Berikanlah dia untukku, jadikanlah cinta padaku. Meski dirinya belum bisa melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu, yang dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya.
di hatiku. Sudah lama ku simpan derita karena dirinya.
Engkau tampak bersedih, katamu semua usai.
Oh Tuhanku, berikanlah dia untukku. Jadikanlah cinta padaku, meski dirinya belum bisa melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu, yang dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya. Melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu, yang dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya. Melupakan, melupakan kekasih yang dulu, yang dulu pernah isi hatinya. Namun aku takkan peduli, yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Koji Hideshima in Japan. He listened to our broadcast in Japanese language through audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Mr. Koji Hideshima hopes that our radio continues to broadcast Japanese program forever. Hello, Mr. Koji Hideshima. Thank you for your email dated September 16, 2016. We also thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. If you visit Indonesia, please do not forget to stop by at VOI office on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5 Central Jakarta. We will warmly welcome your visit. You can also share or telling your experience during your stay in Indonesia. Well, Mr. Koji Hideshima, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you.
Kamu cantik menarik, kamu cantik dan asyik.
Cantik, ingin rasa hati berbisik untuk melepaskan.
lepas keresahan dirimu.
Oh, cantik, bukan ku ingin mengganggu.
Are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Bhaskar Banerjee in India. In his email, Mr. Bhaskar Banerjee said that he was fortunate when he was serving INET. Suddenly, he looked on our radio station. He said he will try to log on our programs regularly. Hello, Mr. Bhaskar Banerjee. Thank you very much for your willingness to be our regular listener. We hope through our broadcast, you can get some information. For your information, we broadcast in 6 foreign languages, namely Mandarin, Japanese, Spanish, French, Arab, English, and Indonesian language. If you miss the program, you can visit our website www.voi.co.id. In addition to website, you can also monitor our radio through frequency of 9525 kHz. Well, Mr. Bhaskar Banerjee, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you.
Tak pernah ku duga semua semuanya berubah saat kau memandangku. Bergetar hati ini, kau berikan harapan tentang kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya.
Selalu di sini, selalu hanya untukmu.
Tasting every second, every minute, every hour with you.
Ada dirimu, dunia terasa indahnya.
Semenjak kau ada di sini,
ku mampu melupakannya.
Dia isi hatimu.
Semenjak kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya.
Listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and visited our official Facebook fan pages. Well, listener, we appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Pertama aku tak menyangka semua akan begini. Ku yakini aku takkan selalu sendiri. Namun kenyataan jomblo, meski ku katakan hanya kau yang terindah. Aku takkan bohong, ini bukanlah modus. Namun aku harap nanti suatu saat kita jadi.
Kiranya kau memberikan satu kesempatan untuk membuktikan hatiku hanya untukmu.
Aku sungguh meragu, maukah dirimu
katakan
satu cintaku.
Aku
of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Suka padaku.
Cinta
cinta pandangan pertama. Dan aku tak sanggup menahan gejolak cinta di dalam diriku, dan takkan ada yang
sanggup memisahkan kita. Karena kan ku jaga cinta kita berdua.
To your toe, I just gotta let you know that you're the one. And 2, 3, 4 kids that I wanna have with you. You want more? Okay, me too. As long as you're happy, girl, I'm with you till the rest of my life. Now please say yes when I ask you to be my wife.
Kau buatku jadi gila saat kau juga bilang cinta padaku. Tak kuat aku menahan rasa bahagia saat kau ucapkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.